Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. The risen Lord said, I know all the things you do, and I've opened a door for you that no one can close. You have little strength, yet you obeyed my word and did not deny me. These words were written to the church in the prosperous city of Philadelphia. Most of the seven churches were criticized for some aspect of their life, but not this one. They were probably small in number, but they had persevered in the face of opposition and had been faithful. The Lord encouraged them by saying that he'd opened a door for them, and because he had opened it, no one would be able to close it. What an encouragement this must have been for them. It was clearly tough going for the Christians in Philadelphia. The danger at such times is that we turn in on ourselves. We just try to survive. But I believe that God wants us always to keep our minds and our hearts open to new possibilities and opportunities. I wonder what the door was that he opened for this church. We're not told. But God is always in the business of opening new doors for his people. I love the way in which the Apostle Paul constantly looked for new opportunities and prayed for more. In his letter to the Colossians, he said, Pray for us too that God will give us many opportunities to speak about his mysterious plan concerning Christ. That's why I'm here in chains. Most people would have seen their chains as the closing down of all opportunities, but not Paul. He was so eager to serve the Lord that even being in prison struck him as an amazing opportunity for his ministry. I often speak with people who look back at their lives and the amazing opportunities that they used to have for serving the Lord in the past. But they now feel that life's opportunities have narrowed down, perhaps because of age or illness. It cannot be doubted that life constantly changes for all of us. Sometimes it's obvious that we have amazing opportunities open before us. At other times it feels more like staring at a brick wall. But be sure of this. As we open our lives to God even today, he is longing to show us new opportunities for serving him. Let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for this day and for the privilege of serving you. Help us to grasp every opportunity you give us and to use them for you. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.